The proposed panhandling ban has been tied up in a stalemate for several weeks and finally passed a first reading this morning with a 6-1 vote. Council Chair Charlie Miranda has been recovering from health issues and missed the previous vote. He was preparing to phone in his vote today, but Mulhern took advantage of her position as temporary chair to challenge his remote vote.
I, as chair, sitting as chair, have decided against allowing a vote by telephone today by Chairman Miranda or Councilman Miranda.
The Tampa City Council uses Robert's Rules of Order as their secondary guide to running meetings after their own bylaws. Using the latest edition of the rules that came out earlier than expected, Mulhern determined the council won't be able to establish rules for phone voting until next month. Even Council Attorney Martin Shelby didn't quite know what to do.
He still has the right to say that he can do that, just as if you have the right now to say you can't do that. So I see the, and that was one of the main questions I had with the legal folks, which is, how does this work?
Miranda may have been watching the drama on television and decided enough was enough. Then City Attorney Jim Schimberg delivered the news.
I just received word that Mr. Miranda is on his way in.
Since the question of a phone vote was moot, Mulhern opened public comment. Several churches have been burdened by a large homeless population with diverse needs. Pastor Tom Atchison with the New Life Church supports the ban and said panhandling ineffectively provides for the needy.
There's several agencies in Tampa, including ours, that will help those that want help. But what they want to do is they want to panhandle, get their money for drugs and alcohol, and when we tell them, look, you're a veteran. We can pull you off the street. We have a grant that can pay your housing and food and everything for 2 months. Let us help you get a job. And when we tell them they have to quit drinking and drugging, they say no.
2 weeks ago, street solicitor Justin Frazier said that if the ban passed, his life would fall apart. And today he said the ban could exacerbate the problems the city seeks to avoid through implementing the ban.
It's going to be chaos if we're not able to do this. A lot of people pay for the shelters and everything, their motel rooms. Everybody lives off the money that they get all week long. If you think the streets have a lot of people sleeping in them now, when you take this away, there's going to be a lot more. A lot more. If you've ever been by the Salvation Army downtown at night, there's 30 people sleeping on the sidewalk. There's going to be 90.
The partial ban would prohibit street solicitation or begging in right-of-ways except on Sundays. Newspaper sales are also exempt. This compromise was crucial for several council members whose constituents demanded an outlet for independent newspaper sales. The Tampa Tribune's Jim Lake proposed a partnership with the Florida Sentinel Bulletin.
The Tribune, of course, is distributed 7 days a week and is sold by street vendors on Sunday, and would be pleased to include the Sentinel Bulletin in the Tribune's distribution system if there's some way to make that work.
There was a crucial move in securing Councilmember Frank Reddick's vote. He was against the partial ban until the Sentinel Bulletin publisher voiced her approval.
And when she stated that to me, I can be comfortable with the proposal as well. And I will be changing my vote to support the current ordinance we have on the book. So I just want to state that for the record. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, after I hear all these honorable council people speak, what am I doing here?
But Councilmember Mary Mulhern stood firm and said the ban would not solve anything.
I'm able to vote symbolically against this because I do believe, as a priest said, we cannot criminalize poverty. And this is a first step in doing that. And in the bad tenor we have right now, the way people are treating the least among us, I just can't support it.
Apostolic Catholic Church Bishop Chuck Lee was one religious leader who felt the same way and called the ban immoral. He said he will commit civil disobedience and beg alongside panhandlers if the ban goes through.
They should be finding the ways to take homelessness out of the city, and then they can talk about passing their law. They say, well, we're going to criminalize it, and then we'll take care of it. We know how they'll take care of it. They're going to be putting people in jail, just like they take care of mental illness in the city of Tampa. We don't have adequate treatment facilities for that. People go to jail. We don't have any way to help poor. Poor people will go to jail. They're going there now, and this will just increase it. And that is what really the city of Tampa's answer to homelessness is. Put them in jail so we don't see them. So then we can pretend that they don't exist. What they're doing is in little increments taking people's lives away.
Lee asked the council if they were more concerned with protecting neighborhood aesthetics for businesses and corporations or protecting people. After the vote, University of South Florida student Clayton Culleton went across the street to the Occupy Tampa protest.
And they could have made a decision to stand for the bottom 3% of the city, of the 10,000 people who are homeless. But they decided not to do that and decide based on the top 1%.
The ban will go back to council for a final vote on October 20th. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.